Menstrual pain, also known as dysmenorrhea, is a common experience for many people during their menstrual cycle. For some, it's a mild discomfort, while for others, it can be severe enough to interfere with daily activities. Understanding the menstrual cycle, the physiology behind menstrual pain, and the ways to manage it can make a significant difference in how one navigates this monthly experience. In this episode, we'll dive into the details of the menstrual cycle, discuss menarche, the onset of menstruation, explore the causes of menstrual pain, and share practical tips for relief and treatment. We'll also weave in personal anecdotes and examples from famous figures who have openly discussed their experiences with menstrual pain. Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we delve into the health topics that impact your daily life. I'm Bills, and today we're talking about menstrual pain, a subject that affects millions of people around the world. Whether you're someone who experiences menstrual pain yourself, or you're interested in understanding it better for a loved one, this episode will provide you with valuable insights and practical advice. Understanding the menstrual cycle and menarche, the basics. The menstrual cycle is a complex process that prepares the body for potential pregnancy each month. It typically lasts around 28 days, although cycles can range from 21 to 35 days. The cycle is divided into four main phases: menstruation, the follicular phase, ovulation, and the luteal phase. Menstruation is the phase where the lining of the uterus, known as the endometrium, is shed through the vagina if pregnancy does not occur. This phase typically lasts 3 to 7 days and is what most people refer to as their period. The follicular phase begins on the first day of menstruation and continues until ovulation. During this phase, the body releases follicle-stimulating hormone, FSH, which stimulates the ovaries to produce follicles, each containing an egg. As the follicles develop, they produce estrogen, which helps thicken the uterine lining in preparation for a possible pregnancy. Ovulation occurs around the midpoint of the cycle, usually on day 14 of a 28-day cycle. A surge in luteinizing hormone, LH, triggers the release of a mature egg from the ovary. This egg travels down the fallopian tube, where it may be fertilized by sperm. The luteal phase follows ovulation and lasts until the start of menstruation. During this phase, the ruptured follicle transforms into the corpus luteum, which produces progesterone to maintain the uterine lining. If the egg is not fertilized, progesterone levels drop, leading to the shedding of the uterine lining and the start of a new cycle. Menarche refers to the first occurrence of menstruation, marking the onset of reproductive capability. Menarche usually occurs between the ages of 11 and 14, though it can happen earlier or later. This milestone can be both exciting and overwhelming, as it signals the beginning of a new phase of life. My cousin Emily remembers her menarche vividly. She was 12, and it happened during a family vacation. The experience was a mix of surprise and confusion, but with the support of her mother and older sister, she quickly learned to manage her new reality. The physiology of menstrual pain. Why does it happen? Menstrual pain is primarily caused by the contractions of the uterus as it sheds its lining. These contractions are triggered by prostaglandins, hormone-like substances that are involved in pain and inflammation. Higher levels of prostaglandins are associated with more intense uterine contractions, leading to increased pain. This pain typically manifests as cramping in the lower abdomen, but it can also radiate to the lower back and thighs. For some, menstrual pain can be accompanied by other symptoms such as nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and headaches. These symptoms are also linked to prostaglandins, which can cause the smooth muscles in the gastrointestinal tract to contract more forcefully, leading to discomfort. Famous figures and their experiences with menstrual pain. Menstrual pain doesn't discriminate. It affects people from all walks of life, including well-known public figures. One famous example is tennis champion Serena Williams. Serena has spoken openly about her struggles with menstrual pain, particularly during tournaments. Despite the intense physical demands of her sport, she has had to manage her symptoms while competing at the highest levels. Serena's story is a powerful reminder that menstrual pain is a real and significant challenge, even for elite athletes. Closer to home, my friend Rachel has dealt with severe menstrual pain since her teenage years. Her pain was so debilitating that she often had to miss school and later, work. After years of suffering in silence, Rachel finally sought help from her doctor, who diagnosed her with endometriosis, a condition where the tissue similar to the lining of the uterus grows outside the uterus, causing severe pain. With the right treatment plan, including hormonal therapy and lifestyle changes, Rachel has been able to manage her symptoms more effectively. Managing menstrual pain, tips for relief. Managing menstrual pain often involves a combination of lifestyle changes, home remedies, and medical treatments. Here are some strategies that can help alleviate discomfort. Heat therapy. Applying heat to the lower abdomen can help relax the muscles of the uterus and reduce cramping. A heating pad, hot water bottle, or warm bath can be particularly soothing. Serena Williams has mentioned using heat therapy as part of her routine when dealing with menstrual pain during tournaments. Exercise. Regular physical activity can help reduce the severity of menstrual pain by releasing endorphins, the body's natural painkillers. Exercise also improves circulation, which can alleviate cramps. Although it may be the last thing you feel like doing during your period, gentle activities like walking, yoga, or swimming can be beneficial. Rachel found that incorporating regular exercise into her routine significantly reduced her menstrual pain over time. Dietary changes. Certain foods and nutrients can help reduce inflammation and alleviate menstrual pain. Omega-3 fatty acids, found in fish like salmon and flax seeds, have anti-inflammatory properties that can help reduce prostaglandin production. Similarly, magnesium-rich foods like leafy greens, nuts, and whole grains can help relax muscles and reduce cramps. Avoiding caffeine, alcohol, and salty foods can also help reduce bloating and discomfort. Hydration. Staying well hydrated can help reduce bloating and improve overall circulation, which can alleviate menstrual cramps. Drinking plenty of water and herbal teas like chamomile or ginger can help soothe the digestive system and reduce inflammation. Over-the-counter pain relief. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, such as ibuprofen or naproxen, are commonly used to relieve menstrual pain. These medications work by reducing the production of prostaglandins, which are responsible for uterine contractions and pain. For some, taking NSAIDs at the first sign of menstrual discomfort can significantly reduce the intensity of pain. Rachel often relies on ibuprofen during her period, taking it as needed to manage her symptoms. Hormonal therapy. For those with severe menstrual pain, hormonal contraceptives such as birth control pills, patches, or IUDs can help regulate the menstrual cycle and reduce the severity of symptoms. These treatments work by suppressing ovulation and reducing the thickness of the uterine lining, which can decrease prostaglandin production and alleviate pain. After her diagnosis of endometriosis, Rachel's doctor prescribed hormonal therapy, which has helped reduce her pain and improve her quality of life. Alternative therapies. Some people find relief from menstrual pain through alternative therapies such as acupuncture, acupressure, or herbal remedies. While scientific evidence supporting these treatments varies, they can be worth exploring, especially when used in conjunction with conventional methods. My friend Emily tried acupuncture after struggling with menstrual pain for years and found that it helped reduce her symptoms, particularly when combined with other lifestyle changes. When to seek medical advice. While menstrual pain is common, it's important to know when to seek medical advice. If your pain is severe, lasts longer than a few days, or is accompanied by other symptoms such as heavy bleeding, irregular periods, or pain during intercourse, it's essential to consult a healthcare provider. These symptoms could indicate an underlying condition such as endometriosis, fibroids, or pelvic inflammatory disease, which may require medical treatment. Rachel's experience with endometriosis highlights the importance of seeking help if your menstrual pain is interfering with your daily life. Early diagnosis and treatment can make a significant difference in managing symptoms and improving your overall quality of life. Conclusion: taking control of menstrual pain. Menstrual pain is a reality for many, but it doesn't have to control your life. By understanding the menstrual cycle, recognizing the causes of pain, and exploring various relief strategies, you can take steps to manage your symptoms and improve your well-being. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into managing menstrual pain and understanding the menstrual cycle. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, menstrual pain is common, but with the right approach, it's possible to find relief and live comfortably. Until next time, take care.